A caution about dispersing reminders of your actions. There's an obvious danger in putting reminders of things you need to do somewhere out of sight. The function of an organization system is primarily to supply the reminders you need to see when you need to see them, so you can trust your choices about what you're doing and what you're not doing. Before you leave the office for the day, the actionable emails that you still have pending must be reviewed individually, just like your calls or at computer lists. In essence, at action is an extension of your at computer list and should be handled in exactly the same fashion. Your paper-based pending workflow must likewise be assessed like a list if the paper materials are being used as your only reminders. Distributing action triggers in a folder, on lists, and/or in an email system is perfectly okay as long as you review all of the categories to which you've entrusted your triggers equally as required. You don't want things lurking in the recesses of your systems and not being used for their intended purpose, reminding you. In order to hang out with friends or take a long, aimless walk and truly have nothing on your mind, you've got to know where all your actionable items are located, what they are, and that they will wait. And you need to be able to do that in a few seconds, not days. Organizing project reminders. Creating and maintaining one list of all your projects, that is, again, every commitment or desired outcome that may require more than one action step to complete, can be a profound experience. You probably have more of them than you think. If you haven't done so already, I recommend that initially you make a projects list in a very simple format, similar to the ones you've used for your lists of actions. It can be a category in a digital organizer, a page in a loose-leaf planner, or even a single file folder labeled projects with either a master list or separate sheets of paper for each one. The projects lists. The projects list is not meant to hold plans or details about your projects themselves, nor should you try to keep it arranged by priority or size or urgency. It's just a comprehensive index of your open loops. You actually won't be working off the projects list during your day-to-day activities. For the most part, your action lists and any ad hoc tasks that come up will constitute your tactical in-the-moment focus. Remember, you can't do a project. You can only do the action steps it requires. The real value of the projects list lies in the complete review it can provide at least once a week, allowing you to ensure that you have action steps defined for all of your projects and that nothing is slipping through the cracks. A quick glance at this list from time to time will enhance your underlying sense of control. You'll also know that you have an inventory available to you and to others whenever it seems advisable to evaluate workloads.